point spreads, the value plays, the betting breakdowns, and the outright underdog winners. You are about to enter the one-stop podcast for all things sports betting with two of the industry's most innovative figures. And now, the time has come to cue it up and cash it with Beatin' the Bookie and the real Mr. ACL.
Welcome into the Cue It Up and Cash It podcast, NFL team previews. We are on to the Carolina Panthers halfway through the division here. Carolina, last year their record was 7-9. This team missed the playoffs. Their season win total this year, right around that number, 7.5, minus 160 if you want to go over. So they are projected to do a little bit better than last year, plus 130 on the under is the take back there. Odds to win the NFC South, they're the third favorite. They are plus 550 to win the division. Odds to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl, 20-1. Odds to win the Super Bowl, 50-1, 5-0. And odds to make the playoffs, they're a substantial underdog at plus 215. BTB, any research, any handicapping, anything at all that I've done on Carolina this year, as far as projecting them for this year, has begun and ended, honestly, with Cam Newton's health. This team was 6-2 last year before he got hurt. They were the sweetheart team. Everyone's saying, oh, it's the 2015 team all over again. Boom, Cam gets hurt. They lose 7 in a row. Season's over. So if anything at all, if you're looking at betting overs or division futures or Super Bowl futures on this team, you have to make sure that Cam is healthy. I have done my research, and I have everything that I've seen has said that he is healthy. Of course, he had that ankle injury in week one of the preseason, but everything that they're saying is that his shoulder looks fine headed into the year here.
Of course, his shoulder looks fine headed into the year. This is what the coaches always say about every single quarterback, college and pro. Oh, they're looking great, you know, heading into the season. Well, you know, he left that Patriots game in a walking boot, and this is a guy that, you know, since the Super Bowl, he hasn't looked like Cam Newton, you know. He's looking banged up, tired, slow. You know, he doesn't look like the same player he was in that Super Bowl season. He seems to always be injured, and I'm pretty low on the Panthers this year, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers are sitting at 5-9 and Cam's injured and Will Greer's playing the last two games. That really wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm not really intrigued by their offense. I think Cam just takes way too much punishment. And to his credit, like, the officials let him take a lot of punishment. I mean, they let him get hammered a lot of times that they don't even call penalties. It's pretty crazy, the double standard in the league for that.
Yep.
Their defense should be a little better this year. You know, they picked up Brian Burns in the draft from Florida State. They added Gerald McCoy, who the Bucks let go. So their defense should be solid, but, you know, they just really, you know, I don't know if they have the depth is there. They signed 6 players from the American Association of Football. So right there, that tells me that they don't really trust their depth that much. I'm just not really buying into the Cam Newton healthiness right now. There was talk a few months ago, if you remember, there was talk about Cam actually like sitting out the entire year.
Yeah.
To get healthy. So I'm just very suspect about that. Like, this is a team that I can't really touch for any futures right now. Because if he's not healthy and they're playing it coy, I mean, a lot of people can get burned, you know, and I don't want to be subject to that.
So this is a team that me and you disagree on a little bit. I am a little bit higher on Carolina. I like their defense. Against the run, they were a top 10 unit from a year ago. As you mentioned, they bring in Gerald McCoy, who I love. They brought in Bruce Irvin as well. Great locker room presence for both of them. And I will admit, when I saw Cam in week one of the preseason walk out in a walking boot, knowing that I liked this Carolina team, it just had me thinking, oh, here we go again. The body language from him, from the team, they looked dejected. They didn't look right. That said, that was about 3 weeks ago, and all indications are he's going to be 100% for week one. They play the Rams at home. That'll be a big test there. The Carolina is +3. They have been +3. They continue to be +3. That line has not moved. I think the public might – this might be one of those trendy home dogs come week one. We'll see. But as far as this team, I mean, defensively, I think that they're going to be actually improved from last year. I think this is a huge, huge year for wide receiver DJ Moore. I like him a ton. If Cam is there, I keep saying that because we saw what happened last year. This team was 6-2. They were potentially going to get a 1 seed, a 2 seed in the division, maybe the wild card behind the Saints, potentially. But if everything kind of adds up right like it did in 2015, Ron Rivera has his moments for sure, but he's not a horrible head coach. He's actually pretty darn good. And watch out for this Carolina team.
I mean, who doesn't like Riverboat Ron?
Yeah, he actually doesn't punt from the 34-yard line like certain college coaches.
Like David Shaw.
Exactly.
That was no shock, though. You know, that was when we talked about that in the Stanford preview.
We talked about that 3 weeks ago, that the guy punts, and he does it in the first game.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But yeah,
we won't talk about what happened at the end of the Northwestern game, though.
We'll just talk about
the David Shaw.
I'm actually like a fan of, you know, Riverboat Ron. He gets a lot of crap. I mean, he takes a lot from the fans. This is a guy who people don't know. I mean, this guy has his own Coca-Cola commercial, you know, or Pepsi.
Pepsi.
His own Pepsi commercial. Like, how did his agent swing that one? Pepsi was like, you know what? We want Ron Rivera in our commercial. You know, so that's a head scratcher for me. But like I said, if I knew Cam Newton was 100% healthy coming into the season, then I would like the Panthers. But there always seems to be so many questions about his health. And if he comes out and he plays game one, he's, you know, already banged up, and he takes another, you know, helmet to the foot, to the knee, or
then they're done.
Ankle gets twisted. I mean, they want him to be totally healthy before they play him this year. So if they play him in game one, basically they're saying he's totally healthy, because it would be like malpractice if they put him out there injured for game one, in my opinion.
And the schedule, I think, breaks very well for them. They are the 16th overall strength of schedule for the whole year. But early on, after the Rams game, they play the Bucks, the Cardinals, the Texans, the Jaguars, and then the Bucks again, all non-playoff teams. So if they can maybe win that Rams game again, where they're 3-point dogs, I'm not going to say that they're going to be favored. They certainly, I don't think, will be favored at Houston, but they're going to be favored at home against Tampa, at Arizona, probably home against Jacksonville. The Tampa game might be closer to pick them based on how things are at that point. But this team could get off to a hot start. Of course, a lot of that will depend upon Cam Newton's health, which is never a sure thing.
And they face zero opponents coming off of a bye this season.
You know, there you go.
That's a big one for me. So teams aren't going to have a lot of time to plan for them. You know, that they're not going to have that extra bye week to plan for the Panthers. So it just, once again, it all comes down to Cam Newton's health. It seems like we're talking about this every single year. Can Cam Newton stay healthy? Can he stay healthy? Because they definitely don't want to put, you know, Henneke or Will. You don't want to put Will Greer in there. He's just going to get killed.
Will Greer might be the next Tom Brady. You never know. Tom Brady might not be Tom Brady if Bledsoe wasn't hurt.
So. And how does Cam Newton feel at the Panthers drafted a quarterback, you know?
Probably not great, but he has to know that, look, it's a business and he can't stay on the field. So what are they supposed to do?
I will say one thing about Cam. You know, no matter how he's feeling, you can pretty much guarantee he's going to be wearing the freshest gear to the game, the best hat. He's rivaling LeBron for his, tight pants. So
I think fresh is definitely one way to describe it. I'm not sure I would use that word, but
He borrowed a few suits from me for Vegas. Yeah,
that's kind of where I was going to go with it. He must have raided your closet before his press conferences last year, I would imagine, right?
He's got those crocodiles on his feet.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, that is the Carolina Panthers. Check us out, beatingthebookie.com. All the packages and pricing are on there. And, of course, leave us those 5-star ratings on the pod. We really do appreciate it. And we will be back tomorrow, B2B. We're finishing up the division, which is pretty cool. So we are going to wrap up and hit on the Tampa Bay Bucks. Certainly an interesting team. Some new coaching is there as well. So that is the Bucks. Sorry, that is the Panthers. Tomorrow will be the Bucks, and we'll talk to you then.
Stand and cheer for the Panthers. Stand and cheer for the team. The pride of both Carolinas and city of the Twins. Carolina! Stand and cheer for the Panthers. In our grand old name. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panther football game. From the mountains to the ocean. Carolina, Carolina, best of them all. From the end zone to the end zone. Carolina, Carolina, carry the ball. Oh! Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panther football game.
you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.